Thank you very much, Randy, and I'm going to be harping on this all year long. I hope nobody believes that I am nagging them, although maybe I am. I want you to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into you. So if you're not reading through the Bible, I want you to remedy that woeful condition immediately. There are people on my staff that I'm talking to continuously who get behind, and I'm exhorting them to catch up. So that they stay on track, because the Word of God is absolutely exhilarating. One of the things that I've emphasized is that during the month of January, we read the book of Genesis and the book of Exodus. And I'll tell you what, my daughter Christina was telling me just this weekend how incredibly exciting and dynamic the stories in Genesis and Exodus are. And she's absolutely right. I'm experiencing that again this year as I read through Genesis and Exodus. But I also want you to remember to read through Psalms and Proverbs. The Legacy Reading Plan has you read 3 Psalms a week and 1 chapter per day in the book of Proverbs. Now, there are 31 Proverbs, and there are 31 days in most months. So today, you would have been reading Proverbs chapter 25. And as you're reading Proverbs chapter 25, you might be immediately reminded of the New Testament. For in Proverbs we read, "If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you." Where have you heard that before? Well, you've heard that before in Romans chapter 12. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord." On the contrary, and now the words right from Proverbs, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Again, the reason I want you to read through Proverbs once a month, every month this year, is that virtually every single maxim or principle for successful daily living is encapsulated in the book of Proverbs. And I have just started rememorizing the book of Proverbs. I did so maybe 25 years ago now. And quite frankly, other than the passages that I quote all the time, I forgot some of the Proverbs. So I'm going back with one of my co-workers, and I'm refreshing all those majestic Proverbs, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding. It is absolutely fantastic to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into you. And if you do not have the Legacy Reading Plan, it is a specially designed reading plan. We have it now available in a place marker that's fully laminated, fits in your Bible, and always reminds you of where you should be in reading through the Bible, not in bits, but rather in books. You can order yours via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can order via the World Wide Web at equip.org, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI.